Join the Wall Street Journal for the WSJ Risk and Compliance Forum happening online May 9th. Together with experts, we'll unpack the latest Russia sanctions, data privacy laws, climate risks, and more. You'll take away a playbook of practical advice that you can use and implement on day one. Register now at wsj.com/risk and save 20% on your ticket using code PODCAST.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, May 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. For the past few years, many workers negotiated significant pay raises as companies struggled to attract new hires. But now the opportunity to switch jobs and score a pay bump may be fading.
That's speaking to this lessened pressure that employers are feeling. They felt this huge pressure previously to keep new talent, to recruit new talent, and that pressure is lessened now. They're not willing to pay those high premiums, and workers are also realizing that they don't have the leverage they once had.
We'll talk to WSJ personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter about what this means for the broader labor market after the break.
Here's what's trending now. You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. February 1st through March 15th, 2023, everything they need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Companies offering significant pay raises to lure new hires was a hallmark of the ultra-competitive labor market last year. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter joins me to discuss why those red-hot offers are cooling off in 2023. So, Julia, how much have those pay bumps offered by companies to encourage workers to make a move shrunk this year?
So according to wage tracking data from the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, the typical job switcher earned an 8.4% raise in August 2022. And in March of this year, wage growth for job switchers had fallen around 7.3%.
Oh, that's a sizable jump. Why has that number come down?
So part of it is that the so-called quits rate, which measures how many people voluntarily leave employment, has fallen to 2.6% in February. So that's down from that 2021 high, the high of 3%. That's data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Yeah, we saw just a rush of workers changing jobs back and forth pretty much throughout 2021 and most of 2022.
I think a lot of people remember all of the headlines about the Great Resignation, and they remember seeing in job listings or talking with friends that employers were paying these huge premiums in an attempt to lure new talent. And that's not happening as much anymore. We're seeing the power shift back to the employer.
Now, the Labor Department's monthly jobs report shows that employers continue to hire workers at a strong pace. They added 236,000 jobs in March alone. How is that affecting this equation?
That's, again, speaking to this lessened pressure that employers are feeling. They felt this huge pressure previously to keep new talent, to recruit new talent, and that pressure is lessened now. They're not willing to pay those high premiums, and workers are also realizing that they don't have the leverage they once had.
But is there more to this than just companies dangling lower salary bumps?
People probably feel this in their own wallets, but inflation is sort of eating away at many pay raises. It's not going as far as it once did. We're in an unsettled market right now with fears of a potential recession. So people don't want to trade off that disruption of changing jobs or doing it more than once for, you know, a pay raise that may or may not be there. And I think a lot of people are seeing this, that pay raise that is there may not be going as far as it once did since inflation is raising costs on everything from gas to groceries.
So what does this mean for people who didn't switch jobs in 2021 and 2022?
Last year, workers who remained at their job got an average 5.6% pay increase, and that was significantly lower than the salary increases we saw for those who switched jobs. But then this year, that raise for people who stayed put has bumped up. It's now around like 5.9% in terms of pay.
Also, look, a little bit of a reward for staying put.
Definitely a little bit of a better situation than the year before, yeah.
Now, you spoke with people who considered leaving their jobs. when those higher salary offers were on the table, but they didn't. What do they tell you about that?
I talked to some people who said that they got the timing wrong, that if they had been in a place where they could have switched jobs, or if the offer had been more attractive for other reasons, they would have been able to take advantage of that premium in salary. But others say they value the job stability, that especially now when there's so many fears of a recession, fears of layoffs, people value staying put and knowing the familiar things about their current job.
You know, you mentioned job stability a moment ago. How important is that to people as they're sitting at their jobs and just thinking about the effect of the broader economy on their lives?
I talk to a lot of people who are feeling sort of jittery right now. They're hearing all of this news of layoffs in particular industries, or they're worried about what could happen with the effects of a potential recession. So changing jobs right now is not top of mind for them.
That's Julia Carpenter from the WSJ Personal Finance Team. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.